I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 22 of The 80%. Today, we're talking about a common topic in behavioral economics, which is the sunk cost fallacy. But before we start, let me ask you a question first. Imagine yourself na pumunta ka sa mall para manood ng sine. Pinili mong panoorin yung isang comedy film dahil nabasa mo sa Facebook na maganda raw siya. So, bumili ka ng ticket at pumasok ka sa loob ng sinehan. Pero nung pinapanood mo na siya, hindi naman siya nakakatawa. Actually, para sa'yo, sobrang corny ng mga jokes niya at ang pangit pa ng story. So, question, lalabas ka ba ng sinehan or tatapusin mo pa rin yung movie? This scenario is a classic illustration of the sunk cost trap, and I'm excited to tell you why. So, let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte, and I'm a registered financial planner. I've been giving financial advice since 2007, and in this podcast, I'll share with you interesting money stories, effective financial habits, lessons on entrepreneurship, productivity tips, practical investing strategies, and many more. Thank you for tuning in, and now, on to the show. A few days ago, I decided to order pizza for my parents. Ang gusto ng dad ko ay pepperoni pizza. Tapos ang mom ko naman, ang gusto niya raw ay yung seafood pizza. Yung isang buong pepperoni pizza ay 500 pesos, and yung seafood pizza naman ay 700. Kaso, masyadong marami at hindi mauubos ang parents ko kung mag-o-order ako ng tig-isang pizza para sa kanila. Fortunately, pwede mag-order ng half pepperoni at half seafood. Pero ang price na susundin kapag ganito yung order mo ay yung mas mahal sa dalawa. So, in this case, yung seafood pizza na 700 pesos. Ang daya naman, sabi ng tatay ko, kung half-half, dapat average ng dalawa ang presyo ng pizza. So, 250 and 350. So, dapat 600 pesos lang, hindi 700 pesos. Well, may point ng tatay ko, pero yun yung policy ng restaurant eh. So, I told my father na okay lang naman na mas mahal. At least, they'll both get the pizza flavor that they want. Hindi, gawin mo na lang ng seafood pizza na buo para hindi tayo lugi, sabi ng tatay ko. However, hindi ako nakinig sa tatay ko. I went ahead and ordered yung half pepperoni, half seafood pizza. Bakit? Because, number one, alam kong nagkikrave talaga yung tatay ko for a pepperoni pizza. Siya nga yung nagsabi sa akin kung pwede raw bang magpa-deliver ng pizza for dinner that day. And number two, because that 700 pesos is already a sunk cost. Kapag sinabi mong sunk cost, this refers to the time, money, or effort that you've already spent. Ibig sabihin, wala na yung pera, nagastos mo na, or nag-effort ka na at binigyan mo na siya ng oras at hindi mo na yon mababawi. Kaya sunk cost, as in lumubog na. Now, it becomes a sunk cost trap or a sunk cost fallacy when a person is failing to see the best outcome because they have a bias resulting from a previous or ongoing commitment. Anong ibig kong sabihin dito? Let's go back to the pizza. Here's what my father wanted. Let's call this scenario number one. I order a seafood pizza. Gagastos ako ng 700 pesos. Nakuha ng nanay ko ang gusto niyang flavor, pero yung tatay ko, hindi niya nakuha yung gusto niyang pepperoni pizza. Now, here's what I did. This is scenario number two. I ordered half pepperoni and half seafood pizza. Gumastos ako ng 700 pesos. Nakuha ng nanay ko yung gusto niyang flavor at nakuha rin ng tatay ko yung gusto niyang pepperoni pizza. As you can see, on both scenarios, the cost is 700 pesos. So, regardless of what I choose, yung both scenario, the sunk cost is 700 pesos. Siguradong gastos ko na ito. Which means, the price should not be a factor anymore in my decision. And, of course, between the two scenarios, yung half-half ang best outcome dahil makukuha ng both parents ko ang gusto nilang pizza flavor. Let's go back to my question during the start of this episode. Yung nanonood ka ng sine and hindi mo siya gusto so far. Lalabas ka ba or tatapusin mo pa rin yung movie? Most people will stay inside kasi nasasayangan sila dun sa pera na pinambayad nila ng ticket. But if you think about it, yung price ng ticket is already a sunk cost. Wala na yun, nagastos mo na siya. So, the question that you should think about is, saan ka ba mas magiging masaya sa oras mo? Kung lalabas ka, meron ka bang ibang pwedeng gawin na mas productive or mas okay kesa magstay sa loob ng sinihan at tinitiis yung kakornihan ng movie na pinapanood mo? Of course, there's no right or wrong answer here. What I'm simply trying to say is, it's important to decide based on which outcome do you prefer. Ano ang mas gusto mong mangyari? Ang mali lang dito sa scenario na to at least ay yung nagstay ka sa loob ng sinihan dahil nangihinayang ka doon sa binayad mo ng pera. Because again, the movie ticket is already a sunk cost. Hello everyone! Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future. And it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money and you'll also learn the 6 steps to build a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. I have another scenario for you. Let's say may utang ako sa iyo na 5,000 pesos at sinisingil mo na ako. Ngayon, ang sabi ko sa iyo, I want to make a deal. Let's toss a coin. Kapag nanalo ako sa coin toss, hindi ko na kailangan bayaran yung 5,000 pesos. Pero kapag ikaw yung nanalo, 10,000 pesos ang kailangan kong ibayad sa iyo. So, ikaw ang magde-decide. Babayaran kita ng 5,000 pesos ngayon or maglalaro muna tayo ng toss coin. And then, kapag pinili mong mag-toss coin at nanalo ka, 10,000 pesos ang ibabayad ko sa iyo. Pero kapag nanalo ako, wala kang makukuha at hindi na kita kailangan bayaran. So, which would you choose? I'll give you 3 seconds to think about your answer. If you're like most people, ayaw mo nang maglaro at gusto mo nang bayaran na lang kita ng 5,000 pesos. Tama ba? Your answer illustrates the principle of loss aversion. Ayaw natin na mawalan tayo ng pera. Mas gusto mo na bayaran na lang kita kaysa maglaro ng toss coin. If you think about it, yung toss coin game, there's a 50% chance of you winning an extra 5,000 pesos. And there's also a 50% chance of you losing 5,000 pesos. Because of loss aversion, mas masakit mawalan ng 5,000 pesos kesa makakuha ng extra 5,000. Now, baligtarin natin yung scenario. What if ikaw yung may utang sa akin na 5,000? And I'm asking you to make a decision. Babayaran mo ako ng 5,000 pesos ngayon or maglalaro tayo ng toss coin na kapag ikaw yung nanalo sa toss coin, hindi mo na ako babayaran. Wala ka nang babayaran sa akin. Pero kapag ako yung nanalo, 10,000 pesos na lahat ang ibabayad mo sa akin. Ikaw na ngayon ang may utang sa akin, pero ikaw pa rin ang magde-decide kung anong gagawin natin. So, which one would you choose? Babayaran mo na lang ako ng 5K or maglalaro tayo nung toss coin game? I'll give you 3 seconds again to think about your answer. If you're like most people, this time, nung ikaw na yung may utang, you're probably willing to play the game for that chance na hindi mo na ako kailangan bayaran. Tama ba? According to a study by Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky, which they published back in 1979, people at a loss tend to be higher risk takers because, again, we are naturally loss averse. Sa second scenario, if you choose not to play, mawawalan ka ng 5,000 pesos. So that's your loss if you do nothing. Because you're already at a loss, you will be a higher risk taker. And if there's a chance not to lose that money, you will most likely take that risk. Kaya, you're most likely to play the toss coin game for that chance na hindi ka mawalan ng 5,000 pesos. Nagets mo ba? If not, then here's another example. Let's say that you bought stocks of Company Alpha and Company Bravo. Yung Company Alpha, nabili mo siya ng 10 pesos per share. And yung Company Bravo, nabili mo siya ng 30 pesos per share. After a few years, tumaas na yung price ni Company Alpha at naging 20 pesos per share na siya. Samantala, yung price ni Company Bravo ay bumaba at naging 20 pesos per share na rin. At that point, meron kang importanteng gastos at kailangan mo magbenta ng stocks. And now, you have to choose which of the two companies are you going to sell. So, anong ibebenta mo? Yung Company Alpha na tumaas ang price from 10 pesos to 20 pesos? Or yung Company Bravo na bumaba ang price from 30 pesos to 20 pesos? Most people will sell Company Alpha because they don't want to lose money by selling Company Bravo. Iniisip nila, hopefully, the price of Company Bravo will go up soon. Kaya yung Company Alpha na lang ang ibebenta and just take profits from that. Again, this is an example of loss aversion. Ayaw natin na nawawalan tayo ng pera. What does loss aversion have to do with the sunk cost trap? Well, first, we don't like losing money. Second, when we already lost money, we tend to be more open to taking risks. And third, because we're more open to taking risk, we often fall into the sunk cost trap because we're too focused on gaining back what we have lost. We fail to realize which scenario presents a better future outcome. Dun sa stock market scenario natin, the right thing to do is to actually study both companies and sell the company which has a lower potential of going up. Kung mukhang mas malaki ang chance na tumaas pa si Company Alpha, then cut your losses and sell Company Bravo. But if the chance of Company Bravo to reverse and go up is higher than the potential of Company Alpha to go up, then take profits already and sell the shares of Alpha instead. Kapareho ito dun sa scenario natin sa sinihan. Gumastos ka na ng pera para dun sa movie ticket. And madalas, people choose to stay inside and watch the rest of the movie because they're waiting for the chance na baka naman maging maganda yung ending nito. Think about it. You're taking some sort of a risk there. You're betting on a probability na biglang gumanda yung movie sa huli at magustuhan mo siya. Minsan kasi, ego or pride na lang yung kalaban natin. Ayaw natin tanggapin sa sarili natin na nagkamali tayo at pangit pala yung movie na napili nating panoorin. Oo, sayang yung pera, but that's already a sunk cost. The question now is, what do you do next? And again, the proper way to look at this is to ask yourself, which action will give me a better future outcome? In this case, saan ka mas magiging masaya? Ang lumabas at maghanap na lang ng ibang gagawin na mas productive or mas entertaining? Or magstay sa loob at maghintay kung gaganda ba yung movie sa huli? There's no right or wrong answer here. What's important is that you're making a decision based on the potential of each choice moving forward and not simply falling into the sunk cost trap. The sunk cost trap refers to our tendency to irrationally follow through an activity that is not meeting our expectations. Kasi nga, nag-invest na tayo ng oras at pera dito. The sunk cost trap explains why people finish movies they are not enjoying, finish meals that taste bad, keep clothes in their closet that they've never worn, stay in bad relationships, and hold on to investments that are underperforming. There's a famous saying that states, "Hope is not a strategy." And it's important to remember this if you want to avoid more losses, especially when there's a sunk cost trap ahead of you. Be rational when making decisions to recognize sunk cost, whether be it in buying pizza, watching movies, trading stocks, and in other aspects of our life, which also includes our relationships. Don't be afraid to cut your losses and move forward. See the true potential of each choice you have and decide based on what will make you more wealthy, healthy, and happy. And that concludes our episode for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope may natutunan kayong bago. And if you want to see the show notes to this episode, then just go to bit.ly/the80%. If you still haven't done so, then please follow or subscribe to the 80%. And I hope you can also share this podcast to your friends. Moreover, kung meron ka palang tanong, anything about personal finance, business, freelancing, or investments, then you can record a voice memo sa phone mo and send it to me. Just email the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. And thank you pala sa mga nagsend na ng mga tanong nila. We'll probably answer them in our next episode. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, please use #the80% on your social media post so that I can find and read them online. So, that's it for this week. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.